Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 15th of January, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the sheepfold, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Today's article, titled From Lament to Praise, was written by Glenn Packiam. Monica prayed feverishly for her son to return to God. She wept over his wayward ways and even tracked him down in the various cities where he chose to live. The situation seemed hopeless. Then, one day it happened. Her son had a radical encounter with God. He became one of the greatest theologians of the church. We know him as Augustine, Bishop of Hippo. How long, Lord? The prophet Habakkuk lamented God's inaction regarding the people in power who perverted justice. Think of the times we've turned to God in desperation, expressing our laments due to injustice, a seemingly hopeless medical journey, ongoing financial struggles, or children who've walked away from God. Each time Habakkuk lamented, God heard his cries. As we wait in faith, we can learn from the prophet to turn our lament into praise. For he said, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. He didn't understand God's ways, but he trusted him. Both lament and praise are acts of faith, expressions of trust. We lament as an appeal to God based on his character. And our praise of him is based on who he is, our amazing, almighty God. One day, by his grace, every lament will turn to praise. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, remind me of who you are and of what you have done in my life. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adi Yinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.